Donald Trump has lifted the tempo of his political attack on immigration through the United States' southern border with Mexico. The president now says people caught illegally entering the country should be deported immediately with no court cases or judges. And he's continued making claims about the correlation between immigration, crime and illicit drugs. In a sign that Mr. Trump is determined to take asylum seekers with children out of the community and instead house them in detention facilities, the US military has confirmed it is drawing up plans to build makeshift detention centres for 20,000 on several military bases. Peter Lloyd compiled this report.
Free our children! Free our families! Free our children!
Despite the president's climb down on family separation with last week's executive order, ordinary Americans are still piling on the pressure by staging demonstrations outside processing centres where children are being housed. More than 2,000 are yet to be returned to their parents, and though officials insist they know the whereabouts of every parent, the Democrats don't believe them. Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, wants the administration to appoint a specialist czar to ensure family reunions.
There are thousands of kids lost in limbo. There are thousands of parents waiting. Word is that the process could take a very long time.
Over the weekend, the president was piling on pressure of his own, likening migrants to an infestation invading the United States. Donald Trump's only sit-down media interview since the immigration furor erupted was a friendly encounter with Mike Huckabee, the former Republican Arkansas governor, presidential candidate, and now TV host on a faith-based family Trinity Broadcasting Network.
It's the Democrats' fault, but it wouldn't be their fault for long if they sat down with us. We could make a deal so quickly. The question is, do they mind having open borders? And it's looking like they really want open borders, and they want really crime to pour in.
For days now, that's been the president's major talking point as he builds a nexus between would-be migrants and outlaw crime gangs and the illicit drug trade. His most sensational claims that the country is in danger of being overwhelmed by massive increases in illegal crossings that will bring horrible crime can't be supported, though. Instead, the administration's own figures tell a very different story. Last year, the number of illegal migrants detained at the southwest border hit their lowest level in 46 years. Immigrants commit crime at lower rates than native-born Americans, and scarcely any are gangsters, says Stephanie Luterte, director of the Mexico Security Initiative at the University of Texas at Austin.
This past year, there were 228, in the last fiscal year, there were 228 MS-13 members who were apprehended at the southern border by the Border Patrol. Now, 228 sounds like a really large amount until you realize that 303,000 people were detained in total.
Stephanie Luterte has spent 2 years documenting the complex web of social forces driving migration. She writes for a law and transparency blog called Lawfare.
Despite all of the rhetoric that this is the invasion of the border and there's floods of people coming across, the numbers of people who are apprehended right now are down significantly from in past years. Back in 2000, the Border Patrol detained 1.6 million people who were crossing the border. And this past fiscal year, they detained just over 300,000. So that's, you know, a 1.3 million person difference. Just on those numbers, this is absolutely not the crisis situation that it's been made out to be. However, the demographics and the face of these migrants look so different. You know, back in 2000, it was mostly, it was about 90% male. There were 98% of them were from Mexico, and many of them were crossing over to work in agricultural fields or construction or other kind of low-skilled labor. Today, and they're coming from Honduras and Guatemala or El Salvador, and the reasons that they're coming look a lot different. And it's more, you know, they might be fleeing violence or they might be fleeing domestic violence even.
On the Mexican side of the divide, a migrant mother, Patricia Flores, explains the very common reason why people flee their homes.
Firstly, it's for the future of my son, to get out of there because there is no future. I wanted to leave my country because of the insecurity, the violence.
If she decides to complete the dangerous and difficult journey to the United States, there's no certainty that Patricia Flores will be allowed to stay for long.
Peter Lloyd reporting.